This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
The Illinois Department of Employment Security, Decatur Illinois WorkNet Center, Richland Community College, United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois, and the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur-Macon County will sponsor an informational workshop on Thursday, May 6th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. via Zoom. The free online workshop will provide guidance and direction on how to continue receiving current unemployment benefits while enrolling in local training programs or going back to school to learn a new trade or career. For more information on registration, go to nowdecatur.com. Governor J.B. Pritzker says any sort of electronic proof of COVID-19 vaccination will be voluntary. The state is exploring ways for people to have an electronic copy of their vaccine card, but that doesn't mean Illinoisans will be required to carry a passport, says the governor.
What we are looking at is making sure that people have available to them some sort of verification if they want it.
According to the State Department of Public Health, more than 9.2 million doses have been administered and over 31% of the population is now fully vaccinated. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Four dead off San Diego, California. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. They were apparently trying to sneak into the country on an overloaded boat. The Coast Guard also says 25 other people were rescued or made it to shore themselves. Lifeguard Lieutenant with San Diego Fire Rescue, Rick Romero.
There are people in the water drowning, getting sucked out the rip current there. There's people on shore. Reports were CPR in progress down below with multiple people injured.
There may still be more people missing in the water. The first federal trial over the opioid addiction crisis starts today in West Virginia.
Plaintiffs, including the city of Huntington, will be in a federal courtroom this morning in Bluefield, West Virginia, suing pharmaceutical logistics companies McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, claiming the three distributed 100 million pain pills in a single county in over a 10-year period, helping to create and maintain the opioid epidemic, which has plagued the state and much of the nation. The companies deny wrongdoing. For the past several years, West Virginia led the nation in opioid overdose deaths. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets in person today in London with some of his counterparts from the G7 Organization of Nations.
This is that first meeting in person for 2 years, and it does really set the stage for President Biden's G7 meeting here in June. And of course, at the top of the agenda here will be that growing threat from China. Secretary Blinken's visit kicks off a five-day trip that will also include Ukraine and the threat posed by Russia. Blinken is today meeting with the foreign ministers of Japan, Korea, and the UK. But beyond speaking to allies, the administration's China policy is yet to be fully sketched out, although it does appear at this point to be less direct, less confrontational than under President Trump.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Eight people are hospitalized after a crash that left a car hanging over the guardrail of a bridge in Ocean City, Maryland. The fire department says a good Samaritan jumped into the water to save a baby thrown from the car into the bay. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
President Biden's national security advisor says Iran nuclear talks are a work in progress.
Jake Sullivan says while negotiations continue, there is no close-at-hand agreement to speak of. On ABC's This Week, he said concessions are being proposed on both sides of the talks.
What sanctions the United States and other countries will roll back, they are over what nuclear restrictions Iran will accept on its program to ensure that they can never get a nuclear weapon.
Sullivan says those talks will take shape in the coming weeks as America continues its re-engagement. Former President Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal in 2016. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It may not feel exactly like business as usual in some workplaces where people had been kept away by coronavirus restrictions.
This is House Call for Health. As more people get a coronavirus vaccination and the country continues to open up, one of the places many people will go back to in person is their job. But that may be very stressful after being remote for more than a year. Dr. Deanna Crosby is a mental health expert with New Method Wellness out of Southern California. She says socially and mentally, it's important to try to go back to work as long as it can be done safely at your own speed.
I think that people need to ease their way back into it. Like, we can't expect everything to be just like it was when we left. Things are going to be different, and we need to go slow and give ourselves the opportunity to transition.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A story about the one that didn't get away.
A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service group patrolling the Detroit River caught a 6-foot, 10-inch long, 240-pound sturgeon near Gross Isle, Michigan. The fish is believed to be one of the biggest ever caught in the United States. The crew tagged it and then released it. Scientists estimate that the fish was hatched in the 1920s, but admit it could be even older.
That's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got a chance of showers. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 78. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy again with a low around 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and thunderstorms, high over 60. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 64. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to a rainy start to your Monday. Company this hour, Kevin Berhaney will join us, plus Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. I'm Brian Byers, Nick Smick back in MCR. The company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday, and yeah, it doesn't look great this week. Do you really need that on a Monday, right? I mean, it just sort of adds to the psychology of your week when you look ahead and it looks like rain and then rain and then rain and then more rain and then rain in the next week. I thought it was going to be those April showers bring May flowers thing. Well, we're in May. May 3rd, here we are. It was Kentucky Derby weekend. There was a great start to the story of late night on CNN last night, which we'll get to. They had the premiere on Amazon of Without Remorse. Did get a chance to watch that, and we'll give you a quick preview of that. We've got the mayor back with us after taking a few days off. We'll check in with Bill Clevenger from the Decatur Park District, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Big action-packed show for you on this Monday morning. So hunker down and stay dry, and we'll get through it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have much of a choice. It's just going to be wet. It's just going to be wet this week.
You got to lean into it, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what's called on, or called for, and we're ready to go. So good morning and welcome. Kevin Berhaney joins us this morning. You can hear him every Monday night at 5 o'clock with Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. You know, thanks for the invitation Friday to golf. My Fridays are I don't even know why we planned it this way. It was just sort of organic. But I have a very busy Friday with lots of video conference calls throughout all of our markets. I was not able to attend. Hope you guys had fun.
That sounds like something a boss would do. Let's plan our meetings on Friday afternoon so you can't sneak out and play golf.
You know, not a lot of thought. I don't think a lot of thought was put into that at the time. It was March of last year, and if you remember March of last year, the world was sort of upside down and on its head, and I don't think anybody was thinking about that kind of thing. My bad. I hope you guys had fun. I hope you said hello to Paul and to Michael, and you guys had a great Friday.
Yeah, we did. It was just one of those days you saw coming up. You didn't want to let it get away without enjoying it. So that's what we did. And, it was a great weekend. How was yours?
My weekend was pretty good. Lindsay been out of town traveling for some training, and she got back Saturday night, and we had a pretty good weekend. Not too bad. It's amazing to me, and I think it's a positive sign, just how quickly time is moving by right now.
Well, it is. And we got all this daylight, too, which is, it just does something for your attitude. Hey, you know, on Friday morning, I did something that was probably the best way to finish off a week. You know, last week I told you we were having Amy Bleepnik on our radio show last Monday to promote the grand opening and the celebration of Meaningful Meadows. Meaningful Meadows is a vision that she had a couple of years ago. Is to turn a field next to Macon Resources into a multiple-use park for their special needs clients, of their kids and their adults. And they opened it up, and they had a beautiful ceremony and honored Kathy Comerford on Friday morning. And Brian, it just moved you to see the vision unfold. I think it's like 3 acres of area where these special need folks can go in swing, they can play basketball, got a xylophone station, have a barbecue station, they have a quiet area. It is just beautifully designed and greenscaped to think that was just an empty field and is now such a meaningful meadow for a really important function for the parents and clients of Macon Resources. Very impressive, and congratulations to Amy and her staff.
Yeah, I saw the story on nowdecatur.com, and I saw a lot of pictures on social media. It looked like it was a wonderful event. And what an honor for the Comerford family, huh?
Yeah, well, there's a family that deserves to be honored. The Noonans and the Comerfords, they're related. They are just, what they've done for Special Olympics in this community, they're unsung heroes. Amy was always a part of that with the Beck family, and they continue to do it. And Jim and Mary Comerford told me that if it wasn't for Macon Resources, their Kathy would not have had the quality of life that she experienced while here on Earth.
You know, you go back in the day, all the way back, Kev, probably sometime around the first time you landed in Decatur right out of college, that would have been Daryl Beck and Jerry Minns that started a lot of those programmings and Special Olympics here in Decatur.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You knew Jerry better than I did. I knew him with regards to the Decatur Park Singers. He was also instrumental in building that into something huge for a long time. But I knew Daryl Beck very well. He and Frank Tyrell were two of my mentors along with Jim Hubbard. And I was very fortunate to have those three guys as mentors to me because they were community leaders. They really believed in giving back to this community, not just in writing checks, but in leading things and getting involved in developing ideas into actual realities. And Daryl Beck was a champion of one right after the other. He got it. He understood that if you made money in a community, you owed something back.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the first part of the story of Late Night last night. It's a new docuseries on CNN, from Steve Allen all the way up to today and everything in between. It's wonderfully done, and it reminded me sort of the old days, the old school ways. I don't know. If you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, you and Sue will really like it.
No, I really want to watch it. I read The Late Night Wars that was written about the changing of the guard from The Tonight Show to Jay Leno instead of David Letterman, and how Letterman thought he was a failure and was depressed and was ready to fold his tent when his agent came along and said, CBS is going to offer you double what you would have gotten or something like that at The Tonight Show and have your own theater. And he became a much bigger star than he ever dreamed he could be. It was really interesting. But all the backstabbing that went on back then over Johnny Carson's job. And Carson wasn't happy about not being told about who was going to get his job. So he quit early and really threw a wrench in the works.
Yeah, the whole thing was full of drama, but one of the interesting things last night was, Steve Allen. You're familiar with Steve Allen. If you grew up of a certain age, you probably didn't watch maybe him doing Late Night, but you remember him being on talk shows and being a thing, and it is amazing to me the stuff that he literally created, because no one had done it before, and the way it translated into stuff that Carson did, later into stuff that Letterman did, that seemed so groundbreaking when they were doing it. It had already been done with Steve Allen. Doesn't get nearly his due when it comes to the history of late night TV, but it's worth your watch. It's the first episode was last night. It'll be on Sunday nights for the next several weeks. Very good stuff. All right, talk to me a little bit about Soy City Buzz. What's coming up tonight at 5?
Well, I kind of got a special show tonight. We're going to do three co-hosts because Joe Dively, the CEO of First Mid Bank and Trust, is going to come in and join us. First Mid Bank and First Mid Insurance has been sponsoring that show ever since they bought Soy Capital Bank. And Joe's really enjoyed this radio show and thinks it's really good for the community. So he's going to come in for an hour. They bought a large bank, Providence Bank in Missouri, and they've expanded their footprint deep into Missouri now. And under Joe's leadership, First Mid Bank and Trust is really, really growing. This little town of Mattoon is housing one of the most successful bank franchises in all of Illinois and now Missouri. So he'll be in all hour, and he's going to help us with our interviews after we get done interviewing him with Fred Lostifer and Kevin Martin. Did you know that the Knights of Columbus is celebrating something like 120 years of existence here in Decatur? And talk about Daryl Beck. He's one of the major builders of the Knights of Columbus. So they're going to talk about their celebration. And after that, I've invited Sheriff Tony Brown on to get a feel for how things are going in being a police officer these days. It's got to be tough when you're the sheriff or a chief of police to motivate your troops to keep their attitudes high and to recruit new young people to want to be a cop these days. So we'll be talking to him as well, Brian.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you've had a chance yet to meet Dr. Juanita Morris, who's heading up the Jerry Dawson Public Service Institute, you know, that Howard funded with District 61.
Yes.
She's got some great summer programs coming up for kids with law enforcement that will be really, really interesting. I want to go back to the Knights of Columbus conversation, though. You have, what is the full uniform called? Like you see in a parade and you see the Knights of Columbus out there that are of a certain rank or certain degree. Do you have one of those full uniforms?
I do. I think it's called a regalia. When you're a fourth degree, there are different degrees of members. And I'm a fourth degree, and I have been for years because my father was a fourth degree, and he encouraged me to do it. And lo and behold, when he passed away, out of six boys, I was the one that got his diamond fourth degree pin, which is very meaningful to me now these days. And so, but that's not the reason why I joined it, but it was an incentive. The fourth degree are all the Knights of Columbus do service projects throughout the community, mainly to promote Christian causes. They do a lot to help the churches, the priests in town. They do a lot to help scholarship, kids at St. Teresa, things like that. But, that fourth degree is also an honor guard. So when a Knights of Columbus member passes, the fourth degree stands at either side of the casket with the regalia on. It is a sword, a big old, I don't know, call it a fedora. I don't know what kind of hat it is. But
okay. I've never seen you in this uniform.
I'm not, you know how humble I am. I wouldn't want to walk around with a uniform on like that. No, I'm just kidding. I did it for a while, but there's plenty of, I used to say older gentlemen that have more time to do those kind of things, but I now realize I'm getting to be one of those older gentlemen.
All right. It's on my bucket list. I want to see you in full regalia, before we retire and get away somewhere. I want to see that in a big parade setting with Brahani and the whole do. I think that would be worth seeing. All right.
Oh,
so,
I do it for you, Brian.
All right. Well, I think the whole community would love to see it. All right. So we've got a lot coming up. We're just a little away. I see things on the list like the Chamber Business Expo. I see things that are coming back. Let's take a few minutes to talk about being, on the 10-yard line or the 5-yard line. Although numbers in Macon County are not great, we won't see the weekend until later today. But last week we were ticking up. And I think part of that is just sort of people getting out there frustrated with being, locked in and not being able to have a life, yet we're up against a whole bunch of people who aren't getting vaccinated. Which vaccine did you get?
The Moderna, the 2-shot. I went over to the crossing and had it done, and it was a seamless process.
Wasn't it just completely, I was blown away with how organized it was. I got the Moderna 2, the same shot, and I went in, and Lindsay and I went together. We made an appointment online the day of. That's why I know you can get appointments. It's not like it was early on where you had a whole lot of people looking to get it and not a lot of vaccines. We've got the vaccines. But we went in, you fill out a really quick sheet, you hand that clipboard over to a lady, she sends you right over to get the shot, you sit there for 15 minutes and you wait, make sure there's no allergic reaction or anything like that. And then by the time I got to my car, I already had an email, a reminder of, my next shot, which was coming up like 21 or 28 days later. And then when I went back for my second experience, the exact same thing. I feel very fortunate. I didn't have any side effects at all other than a little bit of a sore arm, for about 24, 48 hours. That was about it. But did you have anything?
Yeah, but I was one of those ones that had the COVID. And so if you have COVID, they say there's a higher percentage of a chance you'll have a reaction. It was just one day. It was worth it to have that security of knowing you got the vaccine. And I was prepared not to feel that good. I could function. I did half a day of work each day, but in the morning I laid low just to kind of get some of it out of my system. But it wasn't bad at all. It wasn't nothing that would ever kept me away from doing it again. I encourage everyone to do it. And I'm so happy that, you know, we talked back in December when the vaccine was coming out that we're hoping by end of April, we'd see some semblance of normalness again. And I think we are. I know we're not there, and I know we got to keep our guard up because of the other strains that are out there, variances, I guess. But, boy, oh, boy, Brian, it is good to see people again. It's good to be able to go to a restaurant, and it's good to function, say, like you say, you know, a high percentage of the way it was and still be conscious of, you know, this could flare back up if we're not careful. So I wear my mask where I'm supposed to wear it. I take it off when I don't have to wear it. And life is so much better. And you know what you couldn't do before. And so you appreciate so much more now what we have.
I completely agree. And I hope that those pockets out there of folks that are concerned in whatever reason. I'm sure you talk to people every day. You talk to a lot of people. You've talked to people who are hesitant about this or have one reason or another why they're not getting a vaccine or still thinking about it.
Yeah. The funny thing is they're younger. They're not older. Most of the older folks people my age and a little bit younger, they went right in to get that vaccine. I don't know if it's just because they're wiser and they know things can happen. Over their life, they saw things happen. I know when I was young, I thought I was invincible. I found out as I grew older that Murphy's Law does exist. And if it can't happen, it will happen. So I think some of these younger people that think they're a little more invincible than everybody else need to take this a little more seriously to protect themselves than maybe they are.
Let's hope so. Kevin, we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock. Good to hear your voice, my friend. Thanks again for the invite on Friday. Really, really appreciate it. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of some rain. It'll be mostly cloudy and a high near 78. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and thunderstorms, high over 60. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. And your WSOY time is 625. This look at your weather brought to you by SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
For convenient, urgent care in Decatur, choose Memorial Express Care. We offer two locations, North Water Street or Highway 36 East. Stop by 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily for treatment of minor illnesses and injuries, including sports injuries, at our North Water Ortho Clinic. Walk-ins are welcome. For even easier access to care, download the Memorial app and enjoy telehealth video appointments and more. Memorial Express Care, safe and convenient. No appointment needed.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex. Generations of power.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Yeah, I know it's going to be a little rainy this week and not as warm, but hey, we're getting there one step at a time. It is almost impossible for me to believe we are in the month of May.
This year is just racing through just like the last one. I mean, they're just piling up on us. And now you say it's been 14 months or 15 months since all this started.
I mean, you know, we're in the fifth month of this year. I mean, we're almost to the halfway point of 2021. I mean, that is almost impossible to believe. But it is, and here we are, and we're going to make the best of it. We got a lot to get to here today. The mayor will join us after taking a few days off last week to go see family, and we'll talk to her about what's been going on since. We won't have weekend numbers until a little later today. We did have Friday numbers with 32 positive cases and the death of a female in her 60s. Way too young. Way too young. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. A recent report on maternal deaths is offering recommendations to improve health outcomes for pregnant women. Some of the suggestions include insurance and Medicaid coverage of telehealth services and making sure all new moms leave the hospital with an appointment for a postnatal follow-up visit scheduled. State Public Health Department Office of Women's Health Deputy Director Shannon Leitner says there also needs to be more careful monitoring of mothers after childbirth for hemorrhaging.
Providers need to listen to and properly address a woman's complaint.
The report also recommended that providers should seek consultation when prescribing, changing, or stopping a pregnant woman's antidepressants or other psychiatric medication. Illinois' 2021 Rental Payment Program, a grant program to aid tenants facing eviction and their landlords, will launch in mid-May. The applications will be available on the Illinois Housing Development Authority website in the coming weeks. Rental grant recipients will be eligible for up to 15 months of rental assistance payments to cover past due rent from the last 12 months and up to 3 months of future rent. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president and first lady visit Virginia today to try and drum up support for his spending bills.
The Biden team's multi-trillion dollar pitch includes money for senior care, manufacturing, and affordable housing as Republicans try to tailor their counterproposal more narrowly to roads and bridges and rail. And they are trusting Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito to represent their side in negotiations with the president.
Fox's Peter Ducey. And Americans could be a step closer to taking European vacations again. The European Commission has proposed easing restrictions on business and leisure travel for those who've been fully inoculated against COVID-19. The EU's executive arm in a statement also recommending welcoming tourists from countries with relatively low infection rates. The proposals require approval from member states. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Word. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of showers. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 78. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. For Tuesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high over 60. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back. Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. We are live. Happy to have you here with us today. Happy to be here with you as we continue with the big program. This show last night, by the way, Kevin mentioned the books, right? There was the story of the war for late night and the late shift. The late shift was the one specifically about Letterman and Leno. And then they turned it in. Do you remember they turned it into a HBO movie?
I do remember that. Yep.
And I don't remember the characters. I see the guy who played Jay Leno occasionally. Yeah. I don't remember the guy who played Letterman. It seemed like the only acting requirement was like a gap in your teeth or something. You know, it wasn't great. But the books were really good. But the author of those books is a man by the name of Bill Carter, who was forever a former New York Times media correspondent. And he is literally the guy overseeing this entire project.
Oh, cool. You'd think he would something.
You think we're nowhere near the Letterman-Leno war yet. It's a six-part series, and last night was really about the beginning, and it is very interesting how all of this came about. They tried an early morning show, which would have been today, and it was built literally just around advertisers. It was a content program, but it was conceptualized as a way to sell advertising. And it was so successful that Today then turned into an experiment called Tonight, and which is how you eventually ended up with the Tonight Show. And it was amazing to me that Steve Allen doesn't get nearly the credit as the first co-creator and first host of The Tonight Show. And he would literally, do you remember, like, Johnny Carson's one of the most famous thing was Karnak, where he would answer the question or give you the answer and then open the envelope and do the thing in the head, had that big thing on. Well, Steve Allen was doing a version of that, on the original show, not with the hat, but the same. You know, he was being put into a vat of Jell-O. All of these things that seemed so innovative when Letterman was doing it, if you're my age, was already done before.
Wow. I think maybe Steve Allen gets forgotten because of the time, but also I think he went on to have like a successful career outside of it. And so
he didn't do it for a very long. I mean, so he didn't have the body of work. But it is nice sort of like to give the guy his due. Because even though it was short-lived, and then Jack Parr, too, who was like just a meltdown waiting to happen, and there's all kinds of, and Billy Crystal and Dick Cavett. I mean, there's great commentary, which any really good documentary has, a lot of points of view and people that you know weighing in on it.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this. I forgot about it. I last night, I was trying to remember that there was something on Sunday nights that was...
something.
Yeah, and so I ended up just watching Kate Winslet's show, Mayor of East.
How is that?
It's excellent. I almost fired up another episode that would have ended past midnight, but I thought better of my Monday than to stay up that late. But it's excellent. I love it.
Well, it is amazing to me. The guy who created this said that he stressed that he wanted to make a deep dive documentary rather than just a clip show of like the funniest late night bits. I mean, you're going to get some of that, but that's not what it's about. It's the story of his words of America and what we laugh at, how we laugh at it, how this amazingly organic American art form came to be, because he believes it's a very unique, interesting, historical story, in exploring, how it is that we ended up, where we are today. And in fact, I believe they're going to end up with the stuff that's on YouTube and, everything else. I mean, like, it literally does a complete wrap of the very beginning to where we are today.
Yeah, think about, you don't really want to call the beginning of this a captive audience, but to some degree it sort of was. You had like two or three channels and there was nothing really else on. So it's like, well, if we're going to watch something, let's watch this or that. And now there's so many different options and so much stuff that you and I even talked about. What is the role of late night television now and moving forward? So I'm kind of curious what they land on near the tail end of this six-part series.
Well, and up front, they're sort of introducing it. Yeah, it was a lot of white guys. I think that, we clearly have changed as a country in regard to that, meaning that your entertainment choices today are all over the board when it comes to gender and race and ethnicity. I mean, but it is not surprising given a time when you're talking about conceptualizing something. There was an early female talk show host, by the way, who I'd never heard of, that had a brief role in that, and they honor her. Yeah, it evolved like the rest of us did. You know, I mean, it started out as one thing and eventually became another.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, along the way, you're right, there's been different variations and different, you know, a different diverse group of people that have been represented, different types of people throughout. And now, not only are the people and the hosts different, but the mechanisms of how you consume it and, you know, the snack size bits that you can find after the fact. So, yeah, evolution. This is a pretty this is one of those things that changed right in front of your eyes.
But the point is, you know, you don't remember the name Faye Emerson.
I don't even know who that is.
And that's exactly right. So part of that is, you know, historically our responsibility, meaning that, oh, well, somebody didn't spoon feed me this information, so it didn't exist. That's not true. It did exist, and she was way ahead of her time, and, you know, you wouldn't have a Chelsea Handler or whatever today, you know, without her. So it's a way deeper dive. It's not just a superficial, like, oh, I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this. Is it about an hour each? Is that the...
It's an hour, yes. Yeah. So it's a 6-part series, I'm really all in. It was very good. It reminded me, you know, I've always known, and it's a strange scenario, but you think about being involved, like, with WSOY, and you think about the great history of this radio station, you know, in this community for going on 100 years, 90-something, whatever it is, at this point. And you know all of the names, and you know the people who did it forever, and you know, I never ever thought that I would have anywhere near the chunk of time of that history that I've had.
Yeah. You look up.
At least not going in.
You look up, and you're 2.5 decades in. That's not what she thought was going to happen.
No, not at all. And you think, well, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And yeah, it's all been done before. And you realize you're just sort of, passing the torch from one, you know, generation or a couple of generations to the next. That's all you're here for.
You're the steward.
I don't even know. That seems very pretentious to me, but yeah. Anyway, it just reminded me of that last night. And then you've got all of the personalities that are involved and the petty stuff that goes on, you know, and I remember, you know, starting early on, and it was a different era. I mean, it was the era of Howard Stern, and it was the era of, you know, things had changed. And so I wasn't doing it the way somebody else would have done it, so therefore I was disrespectful to the history or something, you know. And you realize that all rides out eventually. I mean, you know, that is what it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it's amazing to look at even things like, say, a sports center, you know, where it's just like it was, you know, people like Chris Berman or Stuart Scott that just brought their own thing out of nowhere. And you're like, well, I guess we're doing it like this now, you know, and then every generation past, you know, finds their way and feels comfortable finding their way because the best of them did it different than the people before. And that's why they got hired. And that's why they were successful. So I think it's always cool to look at things in this order just to kind of mark the change. Really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I took out of it. I mean, it was really interesting. And why it was, I mean, it was done purely for commercial reasons. It wasn't somebody sat down and said, let's get really innovative, and create a new category of television that's going to blow people away. Yeah, Steve Allen and his staff did. Johnny Carson did. Bill Parr did. Letterman did. But it was done, originally just created, how do we make money for the network?
You can see, if you stop and analyze any, especially because you said it came out of the Today Show, if you look at any sort of daytime show that is that format that still exists to this day, it is product placement, it is commercials, it is giveaways that are product placement. I mean, even the game shows, a lot of them are wrapped around this whole thing. Yeah,
and I'm okay with all that.
Yeah, me too.
I just like the honest look at it. It wasn't like a bunch of creative types. It would be totally different than the approach that a Saturday Night Live would take years later, right? Where they were just going to do it for the art's sake.
Yep, and then commercials
didn't
have to go at these
points. Didn't know if anyone
would
watch it.
Right, yep.
Yeah. And of course, then the pressure comes on the advertisers to, like, oh, you know, that's controversial or that's, I mean, but what it started out was just a pure money play. I mean, that was it.
Could you imagine, since you brought up Saturday Night Live, where you're looking at this, probably at the outset saying, this is late night TV, who knows who's watching? And then all of a sudden, you know, and the ad inventory is probably not all that good. And then it blows up into Saturday Night Live, and now it's probably one of your best ad spots, you know, on your lineup. You know, you can just totally carve in something, and I bet these talk shows did too.
Because if you stick around long enough, and this is me or anybody else that does something for a long time, you start out as the rogue, you start out as the rebel, and before long, you're part of the establishment.
Yep.
If you do it long enough. Except those cast members have really got to get some backbone. I mean, I read over the weekend that if they don't want to be in a scene with Elon Musk, they don't have to be. We've come a long way from John Belushi, you know, chewing up screen time to this sort of woke kind of. I mean, that is beyond ridiculous, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I don't know that Elon Musk will be a great host, but come on. I mean, there have been a lot of bad hosts.
Oh, yeah, there have been. Yeah, I don't put any thought into that kind of stuff.
But I mean, there's literally people boycotting on the staff.
Yeah, I guess that's on them. I mean, that's their choice, and if their employers are fine with it, then it's an okay thing to do, I guess.
But I think their employers are fine with it because we live in this era now where it's you know we're so afraid of a temper tantrum that we've gone too far the other way. You're still contracted to do this show every Saturday night,
right? But they maybe
this is your vehicle to stardom. This is your vehicle to whatever, and the message you're sending is a little wimpy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good luck to the show. I won't be watching. We'll take a break. When we get back, the mayor will join us. I think she's back today. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Basement with a Y. That's basement E.
It's basement T.
Basement E.
It's basement T.
Oh, basement T.
Basement T. I get it. That's the basement waterproofing and foundation repair experts at Woods Basement Systems.
Right. The all things basement T experts at Woods Basement Systems will provide you a free estimate and dry out that wet basement and fix that cracked foundation. Call 800-388-9326 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com.
That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Look at this new listing that just popped up. It's in the neighborhood we want.
Where'd you find it?
Under the new listing quick click button on BrinkOtter.com. Come check out the interactive floor plan.
So you see room dimensions and you can quickly pull up a photo all at the same time.
For a unique look inside your next home, visit BrinkOtter.com today. Explore listings with their interactive floor plans, 3D virtual walkthroughs, video tours, and HDR photography. Let your home search start and end with BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday, and Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us again after having a few days off. I hope you had a wonderful time with your family, got away, and got a chance to recharge a little bit.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Brian. We had amazing weather, and it was great. My sisters and I, you know, really haven't had a chance to be together except for when my mother passed away. But, you know, so this was a much happier occasion, and we got to just spend some time together and enjoy the weather and each other, and it was great.
Well, good for you. I'm very happy for you. And I hope you said hello for all of us. I miss seeing them as well. We are here on a Monday. We won't have the numbers for the weekend until a little later today. Into Friday, there were 32 positive cases and one death of a female in her 60s. And if you're tracking positivity rates here in the region and then here in the county, we're still not correcting course here. How concerned are you, and what are you expecting when you get the numbers a little later this afternoon?
Well, obviously, I have high hopes that they're better. We had one day when I was gone last week, I think it was, we had just five cases reported. And then the next day, it was up to 32. And I had hopes that, okay, maybe we've crossed that threshold. It's very odd traveling to a different state where the rules are different. Because, and I was in South Carolina, which we were in a lot of outdoor places. Chain, like stores, those sorts of things were very strict about masks. Restaurants, not so much if they were locally owned. Especially some of the, like, little cottage businesses were like, oh, well, you don't have to wear a mask. Others were very, very strict. Traveling on an airplane was weird. You cannot, and I hadn't been on a plane since the very first flight that United took from Decatur to Chicago when we established the United service. But you cannot, even if you have a bottle of water, you can't take your mask off except for a sip. You have to put it back on as you swallow. So, and they, you know, it wasn't, you couldn't have a gaiter. You couldn't have a bandana. It's not a mask. If you need a three-ply mask, you can't have single-ply. I mean, they were just unbelievably strict, which, you know, they're trying to get their economy, their business back in business. And so I think what we're going to see is a lot of these industries making it the way it is. And I really feel like some sort of vaccine passport is probably inevitable for trips. If you're flying, if you are going on a cruise ship or into a ballgame, I really do. I think that's our future.
Yeah, Lindsay had the exact same experience. She flew west as you were heading east, and even in Tempe, Arizona, you know, when you read about Arizona as a whole, but she said there, particularly at the university level and the hotel and the flights, everybody was participating within the rules, and it was required. There's going to be a certain amount of peer pressure, whether people like that term or whether they like that feeling, that if you want to go to a concert or you want to go to a sporting event or you want to check into a hotel or you want to get on an airplane, whether we have an official passport or not, whatever that might look like. And I understand people's privacy concerns, and we've certainly had leaks in government and recently in the state of Illinois with the Attorney General's office. And so I get that there are privacy concerns. But I think it's going to be a company, not a government mandated thing. It's going to be these large corporations.
Yeah, and I was reading something this morning about some companies offering incentives to their workers, whether it's a $100 bonus to get vaccinated, or I can't remember if it was Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme, but it was like a free donut every day for life if you're or for a year if you're a vaccinated employee. Some, you know, $75 and or just paid time off to get your shot. So I think there's going to be some carrots, there are going to be some sticks, but it's going to boil down to, if you want to go and do certain things in your life, you are either going to have to show proof of vaccination or you're not going to get admitted. That's just going to be how it is, because, you know, these major cruise lines and these other places, it is a huge liability if they have an outbreak on their ship, and shutting this stuff down again would devastate their industries. I mean, the airlines suffered dramatically. You know, the shuttle drivers from the parking lot to the airport, you know, those guys didn't have any business or tips for, you know, close to a year. So they're just getting back on their feet, and they are going to do everything possible to stay open. And that's going to involve the public participating. If you're going to be on their airlines, in their airports, if you're going to be going to their events, you're going to have to show that you are safe and you're not going to cause their business a bigger problem. They don't want the liability.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the companies that are participating. Budweiser through May 16th, they're giving away free beer, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, as you mentioned, Nathan's Hot Dog, Staples and Office Depot, White Castle. The list goes on and on. That people are trying to do whatever they can to incentivize people to do this. I can't think of a bigger incentive than just wanting grandparents to be able to hug and hold and cuddle with grandkids and families to be able to get back together. And I know that there's a lot of people that are using that as leverage. Look, you want to see the grandkids, get the vaccine.
And I think, Brian, there are still there's a large chunk of the population that's just uncomfortable because the vaccine was pretty fast. It was developed and tested much quicker than most vaccines are. But people have to remember that this was built on earlier. It used to take 10 years to get a vaccine, you know, produced and effectively tested for safety, et cetera. With technology and the ability to do these prototypes and building on what they already knew from like the H1N1 virus and other viruses and how they spread. I mean, Bill Gates predicted this was going to happen back in, I don't know, 2019 or 2018, that, you know, what was really going to take down the world was going to be some major pandemic and we needed to prepare for it. And, you know, it's, we didn't, but we now know so much more. I think once we get maybe a lot more people vaccinated, those that are hesitant because they're afraid, because they feel like it just came out too fast, that they will be more comfortable with it and understand that, for example, I've talked to numerous doctors and read so much where, you know, people of childbearing years are so frightened of this. And, you know, doctors are telling these young women, you are better off having a vaccine than getting COVID and being pregnant, because your chances of losing the baby are much greater, or doing some sort of damage, because you do not want to be a severely ill. I mean, I couldn't take cold medicine when I was pregnant. So imagine having COVID and not being able to have medicine to help you without risking your baby. So
and
you
the same thing
looking
on
at
the,
what it could be.
Yeah. Well, same thing on the guy side. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, we're worried about fertility and all of that, and yet ignoring all the science behind COVID and the damage it's doing in that area. I thought if one thing would make these Republican guys stand up and listen, it would be like your pee-pee might be affected. But even that doesn't seem to – I mean, like they'll ignore that threat, you know, to use that excuse to not get the vaccine.
And what's weird, Brian, I had a very mild case of COVID, okay? However, I lost the sense of smell in a number of ways. Like I could smell some things, but not others. Like I could smell soap, but I couldn't smell bleach. My sense of smell in the last few days for bleach came back dramatically. Now it's like if there's a little bit of an odor of bleach, it's overwhelming to me. And so I had a mild case. I can't imagine some of these people who get COVID, even if you're young and you're healthy and you're 40 years old and athletic and, you know, everything else, you don't know the long-term impact of what it's going to do. Yeah, you may live, but you may live with some real, real problems that we aren't even aware of yet. So, you know, it's going to take time to get people to adjust and feel comfortable with this. It may be incentives. It may be, you know, taking things away. We need to get there so that we can get back to normal. It was really nice to see, you know, little glimmers of people being back to normal again, actual foot traffic in O'Hare. Which, you know, was like, it was so quiet. It was amazing, you know, a year ago.
All right, Mayor, we appreciate it. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us today. We'll check in with you the first thing tomorrow. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely mostly cloudy with a low around 55. For Tuesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high over 60, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:56.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hello, this is Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making at the Community Foundation of Macon County. For over 20 years, our donors have generously given back to help change the lives of thousands of area residents. The Community Works grant application is now open to support two vital areas here in Macon County for improvements in workforce development and education, with over $234,000 awarded to impact the quality of life for everyone in our community. If you are a registered not-for-profit, church, or school with a project needing funding in either of these crucial areas, go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. For more information about the Community Works program, call me at 217-429-3000. Go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. Grant recipients will be announced June 1st. Together, we uplift and strengthen our community.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. And we'll check in with Bill Clevenger from the Decatur Park District next hour. Also, we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. SpaceX landing happened. Nighttime splash. It's the first time since, like, 1968.
Yeah, that was cool.
You'd think that the cast of Saturday Night Live would go, man, maybe we could, like, learn a little bit about this, like, firsthand.
Yeah, maybe he'd just suck in some of that impressiveness.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can get on a flight. I don't know. I think I'd be, you know, figuring out how to use it to my advantage. We'll get into that. We did have the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. We got a lot to get to here, folks. We're going to take a break for news. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Illinois' 2021 rental payment program, a grant program to aid tenants facing eviction and their landlords, will launch in mid-May. The applications will be available on the Illinois Housing Development Authority website in the coming weeks. Rental grant recipients will be eligible for up to 15 months of rental assistance payments to cover past due rent from the last 12 months and up to 3 months of future rent. On Friday, the U.S. Small Business Administration began accepting registrations for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Online applications will open today at noon. The online application will remain open to any eligible establishment until all funds are exhausted. The Small Business Administration has released...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.